troubles and misery.
Oh, the devil came to me last night, and he came by the way of a dream. Said the way I was living was right, no matter how wrong it seemed. He said he'd teach me how to live, said he'd teach me how to get by. Not only would he teach me how to live, he said he'd teach me how to die. Teach me how to die, teach me how to die. So the devil came to me last night, and he kept his cloak on the floor. His eyes, they seemed to ignite, but I've seen that sign before. I've seen it in the bottom of a bottle of wine, I've seen it in the storm on the sea. And every time I see that sign, there's a trouble in store for me. Trouble and misery, trouble in store for me.
That good,
man. I'm I've been so after angry that you got this record.
I've been I after this record for quite a while. What? Who? What?
I wanted it first.
Well, but nah, I wanted it. No, I always knew that, and I never saw a copy of that until a pretty decent condition copy showed up. Did you hear that guitar break? This is just an amazing record. The Devil Dreams Song by Buddy Howard with the Vagabond Trio.
Really
on
great.
Demand. And
it is in demand.
It is in, well, I guess so. I don't know. But what I do know is that, man, that guitar break sounds so different, so special. What an amazing guitar break that was. And I didn't know who played guitar until I researched this. Here it says, arranged by Jimmy Luttrell. And guess who played guitar? Jimmy Luttrell, a guy I never heard about until then. And what I did when I was Googling for Jimmy Luttrell, I saw YouTube videos. It was really interesting. Jimmy Luttrell was a gypsy jazz guitarist and also being a teacher all through his life. And he didn't play on so many recordings. But I don't know if he's still alive, but there were videos on YouTube of a very, very old Jimmy Luttrell in a hospital bed. Surrounded by his music students playing gypsy jazz sessions in a hospital bed. And I thought, man, that was very moving, very interesting. And yeah, when he was young, he played this fantastic guitar break.
It's a nice story.
It is a nice story, and it is an amazing record.
Yes, really is. This is Golly Gosh OG, by
and
the
I
way.
Hope you are amazed.
We are all amazed. So we're back. And like last episode, we mentioned we get a box from my mother.
Oh, yeah, the box.
And it's a funny thing because I realized after getting this box that I had sent everything that I bought that was more expensive or something I really wanted to have and didn't want to wait for it. I had just sent to Europe instead of sending to my mom. And so the box came and it was a bunch of junk.
It was not.
No, it wasn't a bunch of junk. But there was like.
There was a whole bunch of junk in there. Yes, indeed.
Because I have this thing where I like to just buy random records, going by the titles
or descriptions
on PopSyke or like Google, whatever kind of shops. And so I'm just taking that chance.
And very often it says,
sometimes I'm really lucky.
Rare, obscure, popcorn, rockabilly, bopper, in demand. And it turns out to be just a bad 60s yeah. country junk record. But hey.
But this is not one of those. So this is a cute one, I think. Called, oh yeah, by the way, like, yeah, the customs thing is a different story. Anyway, yeah, this song. It's like I'm getting lost in my head. Wait, let me out.
What do you want to play?
This is Jimmy Smart, Little Rock, on the Ponzer label.
And Ponzer, that's P-O-Ponzer. And if you replace that with an A, it's Panzer. And Panzer, I don't know if you know that, but it's German for tank.
War tanks,
yes. But this is Ponzer, I think. Well, Ponzer. I don't know what that means. But right. We know what that record sounds like.
It's and a springtime kind of deal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good. It's springtime, by the way.
Yeah, it's springtime. It's supposed to snow today.
Yesterday there was 25 degrees t-shirt weather. Today is supposed to be snowing. That's April.
All right.
And that's this record.
I went over to Little Rock, my fortune I would make. I said I'd be back when the redbuds bloom and marry her in the spring. Winter, summer, spring had passed, soon a year had gone. I got tired of city life and went back to my Ozark home. I asked the folks where Diana could be. They told me where they buried her beneath the Ozark mountain tree. I know as long as I may live, my conscience won't be free. I'll drink from this cup of bitterness and live a life of misery. I'd give everything I own, my fortune and fame, if I'd gone back when the redbuds bloomed and shared with her my name. A life of shame I'll always know, I'll never be the same. Diana died of a broken heart, cause her lover never came. I'd give everything I own, my fortune and fame, if I'd gone back when the redbuds bloomed and shared with her my name. A life of shame I'll always know, I'll never be the same. Diana died of a broken heart, because her lover never came.
What a shame, what a shame.
Hating to lose you, I hang it around, watching the fire of love burn down. Knowing it's over, I'm waiting to cry, when the day you say goodbye. Now love is an ember, once was a flame. Kisses that burn are not the same. Now that it's over, I'm running around.
watch and listen, the fire of love burning down.
Burn it down. That's since all about spring. Isn't spring about love?
Not really.
Love is in the air, then they say for springtime.
Yes.
We just played songs about no love in the air.
Anyway, the other guy was singing about his going back to his Ozark home, so I figured, oh, well, I'm just going to play something on the Ozark label. That is Fire of Love by Shorty Bacon and his Rhythm Rascals. And that's a beautiful record, and it's also got a wonderful guitar in there. I like that.
That was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Ronnie Pearson, Deep Blue Sea on the Mart label.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't really have much to say about this.
Tell us all about this record. Like, what's the story behind it?
I think it's also heartbreak and, yeah.
Like death. All of our records?
Heartbreak and death.
Death? Is it a death record? Deep Blue Sea could be anything with she's drowning in the deep blue sea, but I don't think that's what it's about.
We'll
never heard this
out.
One. We'll find out.
Deep blue sea is escape for me. The deep blue sea is where I'll be. That's where I'll be, cause I wanna be free. I wanna be free from this agony. Don't follow me to the deep blue sea. The waves will come and bury me. Forever I'll sleep in the angry deep. Will I be content in that endless sleep? Into the dark water I go. Dear love, I hope you'll never know. I couldn't stand losing you. You've more than broke my heart in two. As I face death in the eye, I'd rather sit right down and cry. I see how very wrong I'd be to let love make a fool of me.
It is indeed exactly what I expected it to be. A deep blue sea death record.
Suicide.
It is great. I like that. It sounds great. And maybe I think he shouldn't have did what he did. Or I shouldn't have did what I done.
Guys, you should
beautiful. Yeah, I would call it a garage record, wasn't it? Great.
But a couple of crackly ones.
These two are pretty crackly.
I think the next one is too, but...
it looks very crackly. These were the Chieftones. We played you the Chieftones before with Indian Moon. And yes, the Canada's all-Indian band. And yeah, that was the same guys on Kuka. I shouldn't have did what I'd done. This is beautiful.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's really beautiful. And since I played one about the deep blue sea, I thought I'd play one about mermaids. And this one's on the Gone label, G-O-N-E.
Gone.
And it's called Songs of the Dugons. Jimmy Martin.
Okay.
Right.
Many years ago on the high and stormy seas, sailors talked about the mermaids that they've seen. And while making sail from Maine to Tripoli, these women with their tails appeared so gracefully. Dugongs, dugongs, were the sailors right or wrong? The legend grew and grew and spread from port to port, while everybody laughed at the sailor's full report. Some sailors fell in love, and so the story goes. One pirate walked the plank so that he might propose. Dugongs, dugongs, were the sailors right or wrong? Now in this day and age, a fisherman has found a female and a fish that weighs 1,000 pounds. A cousin of a mermaid, dugongs are their names. But I would rather have a brunette or a blonde. Dugongs, dugongs, were the sailors right?
Yeah, let's interrupt this here because I couldn't really find a record that goes together with with the dugongs.
Rudely interrupted.
I interrupt you rudely.
Beep, 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 beep. I interrupt this program.
That was beautiful. Crackly,
yeah,
and beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
Who is that again? I forgot the name.
Jimmy Martin.
Jimmy Martin. Does that ring a bell? Jimmy Martin. No, we played Kenny Martin and probably 1,000 other Jimmys. No, I don't know this guy. But I know the next guy. I want to play a double set by Sammy Salvo. He made a whole bunch of records on all sorts of labels, and some of them were kind of like poppy rock and roll records. But I really love these two that I'm going to play you now. I'm going to start with Wolf Boy on RCA. That's pretty much a rocker. And after that comes something really interesting, an Atomic Age record. But here's Wolf Boy. Listen to that.
Well, I don't go chasing other cats' kittens around, and I don't like other cats trying to cut me down. You better take your beady eyes off of my sweet and fair. I don't want no wolf boy after my young and rare. Wolf boy, go back to your den. Wolf boy,
When you dance with my dog, don't you go having a ball. Cause a wolf hide might look good hanging on my wall. You better sneak on home and leave my honey lamb be. Cause a big bad wolf is just another dog to me. Wolf boy, go back to your den. Wolf boy, you ain't gonna get in. Go find the love of your own and leave my lamb alone. Wolf boy, go back to your den. Go back to your den. I want to be happy, I want to be gay, I want to be normal in every way. But a mushroom cloud hangs over my dreams. It haunts my future and threatens my schemes. Please, 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 where did you go? I've got me a sweetheart, and I love her too. We wanna make big plans, but what can we do? When a mushroom cloud has changed every rule, it's keeping our thinking at home and at school. Please, 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 where did you go? We pray. I cling to my baby, and she clings to me. We talk of the future, but what do we see? There's a mushroom cloud that hangs in the way. Tomorrow looks black, so we live for the day. Peace, 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 where did you go?
Two fantastic records by Sammy Salvo, an artist I in the past was not familiar with at all.
That's really beautiful. Mushroom cloud.
A mushroom cloud on Hickory. Fantastic. Great. If you have more Sammy Salvo songs that you think I would like, I couldn't find any, but these two were great.
Really good.
That was a double set for me.
And I get to ruin it all with some bad Egyptian-themed records.
Bad Egyptian themes. Well, this first one is pretty bad indeed. Come to your side of the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to switch places here. Whenever we do a double spin from one of us, we kind of mess up. So.
Hello?
Now I'm on the other mic. Do I sound better here?
I don't know. Do I sound better here? Do I look better here?
Oh, yes. <You're>.
This is maybe... Oh, wait, what is this? Vic Norman. I can't, the title's so weird.
I crept into the crypt and cried. Anyway,
I got this just for the label, the name, not really knowing what to expect. And then
I don't know what it is. I think I heard it before.
It's Egyptian style, and it's actually, I think it's bad history. There's like a bunch of stuff with just
really
themes.
Oh, yes, I remember that. You played that for me, and it was like a whole bunch of like
random
something happened.
Facts,
Caesar and Egypt pyramids going together at the same time or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's really weird. And then
we are not known for intellectuality here.
And then my other one is Bill Cawthron from Cleo.
Bill Cawthron. Okay.
On the Astral label.
Well, interesting.
We start with I crept into the crypt and cried.
Okay. Fun with that.
Away to Egypt to work there for a while, and fell in love with Tara, the flower of the Nile. I had to make some money so she and I could wed, And so I got a job there working on a pyramid. The Pharaoh of all Egypt, a crummy little creep, would come out almost every day inspecting in his jeep. He had a big fat stomach, a little pointed head, and everyone that saw him thought he was already dead. And then one day it happened, the Pharaoh of Egypt came out to see how we were doing on his creepy crib. He took one look at Tara, and him she did beguile. The next thing that I knew, he took her sailing down the Nile. So I crept into the Pharaoh's crib and cried all alone there in that creepy crib. I cried. I saw him sail away from me, my Tara at his side. And so I crept into the crypt and cried. The rest of my sad story is hard for me to tell. They had a royal wedding, they rang the wedding bell. I watched until she promised to be his faithful bride. And when she said I do, I crept into the crypt and cried. Yes, I crept into the Pharaoh's crypt and cried. All alone there in that creepy crypt, I cried. I lost my little flower and my tears I could not hide. And so I crept into the crypt and cried. All alone there in that creepy crypt, I cried. Yes, I crept into the Pharaoh's crypt and cried.
Way out in Cairo, they tell a story about the queen of all the Roman glory. Caesar's army always stood in line, cause she kissed a Roman in the gloaming every night at nine. They call her Cleo, Cleo got her a Cleo. What a ladder of Cleo, Cleo had her, the greatest queen of them all. Was quite a lad. He stayed aloof and that made Cleo mad. But he found out that he couldn't resist. She had him kneeling, what a feeling when she did the twist. His boat along the Nile, and there stood Cleo with a great big smile. He took one look and said, you'll do real well. When the trumpets blared, I do declare, the Sphinx let out a yell. For gals who follow Cleo's beauty tip. So girls, if you don't want to be a flop, grab your mascara and then wear a wig just like a mop.
Can't stand it anymore. How often do they repeat that?
This is terrible. He tried to turn it off like three times. It kept starting again.
I hit the button.
This is
the
longest song in the world.
This is pretty. This is like one of those party Schlager things. You know, when you have those beer tents.
Horrible. It's not a bad record, but it's just like it's just way too long. It could have been half as long.
It is a Schlager. I imagine people in those white beer tents, and there's a horrible band with guys with keyboards and accordions and a beat, some electro beat, playing some absolute stupid crap over and over and over and over again. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to play now, and I thought, okay, now we're kind of in a silly mood, in a silly oriental mood, sort of. I have an equally silly record here by Richie Adams. It's called Pakistan. I forgot what it sounds like. I don't know. It's on Imperial. It's probably
tortured enough.
No, it's all full of stereotypes and cliches. I'm sure it is. I forgot. Let's see.
Took a trip to Pakistan while working for an Oriental man. One afternoon when I was free, here's what happened to me. Oh, I met a gorgeous suntan doll who came from somewhere near the Taj Mahal.
Down, down, down in the middle of the had to keep a move with that rock and a roll. But change us in a ways or you'll be shoveling coal down there.
Down where?
Down in the middle of the earth. Down there.
Down where?
Down in the middle of the earth.
Down where?
Down there. Down in the middle of the earth.
Yes.
That was down in the middle of the earth.
We went from the deep blue sea over Egypt to Pakistan and ended up in the middle of the earth.
Yeah.
Like last show, we accidentally did this trip across...
Stayed on land.
Yes, but now we went across the world. And I think that's enough of silly records today.
Yeah, this was Jimmy Camino with Bill Baker. Mm-hmm. Down in the middle of the earth
on the amazing label, those label names like
RRE Record Releasing Enterprises.
I have
red clear vinyl.
Yes, they did some really record releasing enterprise. They made it on transparent red wax.
Yes,
crazy. Yeah, I like those labels, nonsense labels like I have another record here. I might play that later on Production Records. Equally bad label name. The one thing I haven't seen before is a label named Label. Have you seen a Label Records or Record Records?
We'll have to start one, I guess.
Okay. We make a transition from really silly records to great records. This one is perfectly in between. This is probably the only rock and roll record that ever mentioned a goatee. And it's called Goatee. And who is that guy again? Joey Warren on a label named Superior. And actually, it's pretty good. It's got a good guitar break.
I think people with goatees think they're superior.
Yes. I am absolutely not a beard person. Really, I hate beards. I know I shave myself sometimes 2 days too late, but I hate beards. And that's not since there are hipsters all around. Anyway, especially goatees are not my thing. But this record is pretty good. And in the end, he shaved it off. You can hear it in the lyrics. Here it is. Joey Warren.
When I was 12, it started there. Growing whiskers and a lot of hair. My face looking like a big cream puff. So I thought I'd live with the stuff. Goatee. Goatee. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause I think it looks so tough. Goatee. Baby called me Jungle Jim, cause all she saw was my hairy chin. She stared at me, I felt like a mouse, when she said, come over and paint my house. Goatee, goatee. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause I think it looks so tough. Goatee, goatee. Feeling pretty mean when my beard got caught in that washing machine. I was washed and rinsed and hung out to dry. That's the time I decided to say goodbye to my goatee. Goatee. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause it doesn't look so tough. Goatee. Goatee.
Oh, goodbye, goatee.
Goatee.
That's gotta go.
Goatee.
Give me my Remington.
Here's a game we used to play when I was just a boy. It seemed to be so much fun and brought us so much joy. We push and pull each other down until the top we get. And now that I'm a full-grown man, we play the same game, yeah. King of the mountain, that's what we used to play when I was just a little boy back in my younger day. I thought it then to be a game that only children play. But now that I'm a full-grown man, we play the same game today. The people down the street and all over this town, they talk about their neighbors and they try to drag them down. They smile and say hello when they meet them face to face. And when their back is turned, talk about the race. King of the mountain, that's what we used to play when I was just a little boy back in my younger days. I thought it then to be a game that only children play. But now that I'm a full-grown man, we play the same game today. In politics and love and war, the game is all the same. If you should fall beneath it all, then who will be to blame? Since honesty, integrity, they say is Tommy Rock, what good's it gonna do you, even if you reach the top? King of the mountain, that's what we used to play when I was just a little boy back in my younger days. I thought it then to be a game that only children play. But now that I'm a full-grown man, I play the game today.
Beautiful.
That's really beautiful, with a great message.
A record against bullying. That's good.
It's King of the Mountain, Floyd Van, on the track record, track label.
Well, one thing that doesn't, that is quite obvious and doesn't really make sense about this record is he wonders why he thought it's just a game that children play.
Because when you're a kid, you don't realize.
Yeah, that's the problem. Guess why you do this as an adult? Yeah. Because you played it as a kid.
Or why do kids play it? It's because they see the adults doing it without realizing, maybe.
Yes, so that's
it's a vicious circle. Endless of...
The vicious circle. And we wanted to talk...
said this before. Be nice.
Be nice. Does it sound sincere when we do it? Yeah. But we are. And we are also coming back from the customs with a box of junk records. I want to tell you about this. As Skava said before, she often buys records just by the title or by the description, and it doesn't quite work out as good. Sometimes doesn't. And Skava, you found a box, an anonymous box full of records that you just bought for the box.
That was pointless.
The description of the it was an eBay auction.
I knew it would be crap records.
But it was fun because the description was like, I think the sentence was, I will probably regret this all my life, but here's a box full of records that with all labels I never heard about. And I thought, that's kind of interesting. You just wanted it for the box. So
yeah,
it was
I wanted
a
the
nice box,
and it was cheaper
was
than
cheap.
Most. Yeah.
The labels that he never heard about were such obscure, one-off, rare labels as RCA, Columbia, Mercury.
The box did get a little bit more expensive because they did ship it from US to here. And with all the weight of
crappy
records, but it was still cheaper at the end, I think, than most.
The thing is, inside there was all just pop junk. I think
the
best of the crap was stuff as like The Platters, Only You and stuff. But I could actually find...
Yeah, you got one.
Yes, I got actually two records that I like, and this one's pretty good. It's not rare at all, but it's an R&B record. How am I talking today? Lee Andrews, Show Me the Merengue. I don't know anything about all those Latin dances, the mambo and calypso and mento and what all those things are. I don't even dance. I dance as much as I have a beard. I jump around when I feel like it, like a goofy guy in front of the stage. Yes. But anyway, but I'm not the only one, because even Lee Andrews wonders how to do the merengue. And please show him how to do it. It's on Gotham. That's Philadelphia. I don't know. I think it's a Philadelphia record. Also, this record was outstanding in this box because it's on the thickest vinyl I've ever seen. It's one solid, heavy board of plastic. And apart from that, it's just a good, nice vocal group R&B almost doo-wop record with a Latin beat. Here it is.
I went to the city to learn to do a deal. By the time I got born, the ditty got old.
The ditty was old.
Yeah, the ditty was old.
The ditty was old.
You know the ditty was old.
Oh,
I'm gonna learn to do the party, a really crazy party. They said I was a smarty when I went to the party. The girl did the mumbo, the samba, the rumba. The boys were bopping, slopping, and a hopping, and over in the corner, some was doing that. Why don't you
show me how to rang?
I can do the rangue, and you can do it too. But can't nobody do it like the Mexican.
Why don't you show me the merengue?
I wanna learn that
merengue.
Why don't you show me the merengue? It's the latest thing. I got invited to a party, a real crazy party. They said I was the smarty when I went to the party. The girls did the mumbo, the samba, the rumba. The boys were bopping, stopping, and a hopping, and over in the corner, some doing that. Why don't you
show me how to merengue?
I wanna learn to do that thing. Why don't you
show me how to merengue?
It's the greatest thing.
Well,
I can do the rangue, and you can do it too. But can nobody do it like the Mexican?
Why don't you show me the merengue?
I wanna learn to do that thing. Why don't you show me the merengue? It's the latest thing. I wanna learn to do it too. You, I wanna learn to do it too. You, I got to learn to do that thing. I got to learn to do that thing.
What the hell?
He's trying to steal this from me already.
I'm going to buy myself a copy of that too. This is the only thing ever that, I mean, how can I say that?
Speechless. Oh my God. For the first time.
I'm telling you, I used to say that a guy like Screamin' Jay Hawkins is a guy, nothing in this world will ever sound like Screamin' Jay Hawkins. That was something I would have definitely said until now. There's a guy named Jack Hammer.
Yeah, Jack Hammer, little bitty goose pimples on the cap label.
And that was the most Screamin' Jay thing I ever heard. That was not Screamin' Jay himself.
It was really good.
What's the label? I want that.
This side, thanks, Harry.
Yeah, there's a sticker on where the label on cap. Really?
Oh, I think it's for the radio show for like if the DJ.
Oh whatever. Yes, oh that's
and there's
nice.
A sticker on here that says this play side, this thanks, Harry.
Well, Wilson. Okay, it worked so. Because we played this side.
We did play
nice.
This side.
Nice, that is great. I want that. Okay, next thing I'm gonna do is check the internet for this record. And yeah, that was Jack Hammer, and I couldn't find anything to answer this with other than "Pop Goes the Hammer."
That's perfect.
Yes, it is. That's Lawn Green, and that's on RCA, and is absolutely not as, I don't know, is this a rare record you just played? I have no idea. But yeah, let's go popcorn.
Pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how, I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing. Anybody's got. The jet set 20 on the hot rock pile. 20 years of sweat ought to change my style. 20 long years and they start tomorrow. It'll teach you not to steal.
Teach you not to steal.
When you can borrow. Pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how, I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing anybody's got. From early morn to the late sunset, one drink of water is all that I get. I come here young, reckless and wild, but I'll leave here old.
Leave here old. Yeah.
Broken and mild. My back's burned red from the heat of the sun. Chain on my leg tells me not to run. My hands are cracked, my fingers are numb. With every swing I pay.
Every swing I pay.
For the evil I've done.
Pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing anybody's got.
Oh, pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing anybody's got.
I don't see her lovely face. Guess some guys are just born to lose. Now I go walking with the blues. Go out a-walking with the blues. Walking, talking, talking. I go out walking and talking with the blues. They say teenage love is not for real, but they don't know just how I feel. Broken heart is the latest news. I go walking with the blues. Go out a-walking with the blues.
Walking, talking, talking.
Well, I go out walking and talking with the blues. Well, I go out walking and talking.
Oh.
That was really beautiful. That was like so short and so sweet.
And so hot. Never heard about it.
Yeah, this was Jerry Ballad.
It was a ballad by Jerry Ballad.
Walking with the Blues on the American label. If anyone knows any information about this, I'd be interested on any history.
Couldn't find anything about it.
And it's just beautiful.
Can I see this? Because not just that this is a great song, it's just a really, just everything's beautiful when you hear that. And also this, the vinyl it's pressed on, it's like two-thirds is just dead wax, and the record starts like 1 millimeter off the edge is where the groove started. And then, yes, and I'm looking for, yes, it says a number. Ah, it's a Monarch pressing. Okay, it's weird because most of these records is dead wax, most of this record. Hold on. See that? There's a triangle. That means it's a Monarch pressing, which is mostly not very loud. And that's why it's so crackly.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? Yeah. And it's crazy. There's like, the grooves are about 1 centimeter wide on this record. The rest is dead wax. That's why it's not loud. But beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really primitive recording
label,
for sure.
Record number 1000.
I needed this one actually for the last show because we were going all over America
doing primitive songs.
So
written by Dub Dickerson. No, that's the other side written by Doc. Well, anyway.
But I didn't have it by then, so.
Anyway, that was great. And I promised you, you know, since we are at bad label names, I was talking before
like
of
American.
American, or what was the other one? Record Releasing Enterprises. Here is the production label. Interesting record. And I didn't queue it up right yet. It's going to start somewhere. Del Suede. It's a kind of an interesting double-sider, a bit primitive, not really a good record, but really interesting. Del Suede Love Letter on Production Records. What else does it say about that? Wait a second. Oh, yes. Here it is. A sound production recording. Wonderful. Let's see what kind of sound they produced here.
This lonesome road, singing a song, carrying my love, thinking of you and how you make me blue. Over the sorrow, my life I sign, pictures of you run through my mind. The crying jars are for you, I really thought you loved us too. Pictures of you.
in the desert of New Mexico. The government told the rancher, you gotta go. They told him that they needed just a little more room to try out their missiles when they went boom, boom. But old John Prather was a mighty strong man. He says, I'll die right here before I give you my land. The marshal looked at him and said with great surprise, my gosh, I believe you from the look in your eyes. Now the missiles fly high and the missiles fly low, but old John Prather still ranches below. He made it mighty clear that he's keeping his land. He'll die right there with the gun in his hand. For 68 years that ranch was his home. That land and some cattle was all that he owned. And when they told him that he had to leave, he got real mad and he pulled up his sleeve. With the butt of a gun he drew a line in the sand. He says, don't you cross over, cause this is my land. He says, fire your missiles just any old time, but I'm a-saving my land for those kids of mine. Now the missiles fly high and the missiles fly low, but old John Prather still ranches below. He made it mighty clear that he's keeping his land. He'll die right there with the gun in his hand. Well, the marshal went back and he heard John shout, if you come to put me off, then you'd better watch out. For days and nights as they argued back and forth, the world was watching, hoping John held his fort. Then the army brought their tanks and they lined them in a row. They says, all right, John, now it's time for you to go. 1,000 to 1, well, they thought they had a cinch, but John held them off and he didn't budge an inch. Now the missiles fly high and the missiles fly low, but old John Prather still ranches below. He made it mighty clear that he's keeping his land. He'll die right there with the gun in his hand.
Yes, he didn't move an inch.
Standing up for his property, for his land, yes. For his...
Especially yeah. Not when they want to test their missiles there.
Yeah, so. It's a true story. This is a really cool little 45 with a pitcher sleeve.
Badly drawn pitcher sleeve.
That was actually, by the way, first Calvin Bowles.
Bowles.
Ballad of John Prather. Obviously,
and I think
if you
he
listen
existed.
To the story, it was in 1957 where, yeah, he fought. He was 82 years old. And he fought marshals to keep his land. Yeah, he was nearly blind, hard of hearing, and yeah, at the end they did give it to him. He got to keep part of it. How many acres? 28,000 acres. And at the end, the government confiscated all of it except for 15 acres that left to him to his house. And it ended up being a missile streak.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So.
So and in the end, he lost most of his land. Still,
yeah.
I read there's. He still had his house there.
Yeah, that's.
You can't move an 80-something-year-old man. I read funny stories about. I think it's all over the internet somewhere where people are fighting for their right not to be evicted when the state or some big companies wanna. Buy the property and build on it. And that's how it happens that there are weird things like streets that are completely straight. And then there's a house in the middle of the street and the street goes around it. And there's just a huge hole. Like I've seen that from pictures from China or somewhere where there's like, also what was this? Construction sites where they wanted to build some skyscrapers or something, and there was a grave, some grave site somewhere in the middle of the construction site, and they pretty much built the entire skyscraper around it, and the whole foundation of the building was still a mountain of earth that hadn't been touched because they lost their law battle to get this piece of property. And it's good. I like that. Stay where you are.
Yeah, especially like with the gentrification taking over everywhere.
That's a different story,
people are. But just like still fighting for your, just trying to
Whenever you get a letter, you're being evicted. Like, either you really did a bad job not paying anything, or they just want to mess with you, and you gotta stand. Anyway, well, how did we get there? Yeah, of course. Calvin Bowles got us there. And I have nothing, I have no such record here to present that's got a message, but I have just a record that you all know, and it's a classic, and it's great. It's a rocker. It's Joe South, I'm Snowed, and it was supposed to snow today, which it didn't yet. Anyway, it's a great record, and you're going to like it, and you're going to love it, and probably you know it already. I'm going to play it anyway. Here it is on that's on NRC. I can't help it. We just looked at the clock and we figured,
oops.
We don't really have a time limit for this show, but I think
you always tell us we have to stop.
I think normally a show would probably be an hour in a normal world, but I figured always that was much too short, and longer is also kind of annoying. So I think we do it like we have 1 hour in constant music and 20 minutes of talking crap.
Blabbermouth.
And so I thought we'd just end the show at this point and keep some records for the next show.
That was episode number 24 of Golly Gosh OG.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we didn't mention what we were
listening to. I'm Highfalutin Mama.
Good. I'm Mighty Mishka.
Good.
And that was us again. I'm going to end the show with The Spider and the Fly by Bobby Christian. I was knew this record, and I was checking out all the other Bobby Christian records, hoping that it was something not boring, silly novelty. And most of it was crap, but this one is just fantastic.
Didn't you want to mention about people writing emails to the site that are...
Oh, yes. I'm not sure if that's a bit, what do we say, impolite. We have an email address. It's mail.
On the website.
On the website, mail, galligashow.de. And the only emails we get are, modern bands that think it's a good idea to probably, whenever they record something, spam their stuff to 10,000 email addresses hoping it gets airplay. And I don't know, we just play. I guess you learned that
they never listen to the show.
So it's nothing bad, but it's kind of a, if that's the method you have to do to promote your band, then you should think about it. So we might play the occasional modern band if it's something, if it's some people we know or some friends or something, but yeah, it's kind of sad if you have to do it this way. So,
oh, it's only been Marcel Buntenbeek.
Yes, yes. But if you have a band and you wish to be played on air, then just make a good record and make sure it's, you know, the word gets out. But spamming some podcasts, we won't play it anyway. So don't waste your time. And you're not going to hear this anyway because you don't listen to the show. So anyway, otherwise you get caught like this. Like the fly by the spider. This sounds much better with an echo. Actually, I think I heard this on a compilation, on some Pebbles compilation. It had an echo all over it, and somehow it sounded much better than the original 45 because it's got only a little bit of echo. Still, it's great and absolute nonsense. That's wonderful. Goodbye. See you next time.
Spiders, creepy, crawly spiders, spiders in the web. The fly, the fly is in the web. The spiders crawling closer, creeping closer, closer to the fly. The fly caught in the web.
Help me! Help me! Help me!
Darling, are you having a nightmare? Your arm is hurting me. What happened to your head?
Help me.